Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffa, Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Memvav, Menachas 46a, pagination is 91. We're going to start on the facing page, on the fourth line at the end of the line with the word Halechem, and our focus is karbanos that are brought on Shavuos. So these karbanos are discussed in Parshas Emor, Perek Chaf Gimel in Vayikra. And the particular offerings that we're going to focus on are the lechem, the special loaves of bread, and the kivosim, the lambs that were being brought as shlamim. Now, there were other karbanos brought on Shavuos, of course, the daily karbanos, but even special for Shavuos that we're not going to be discussing. There were kivosim, there were lambs that were brought on Shavuos, special for Shavuos, but they're listed in the pasuk that describes them as Yihiyu Ola LaHashem. They're going to be a carbon Ola. We're focusing on pasuk Yates in Perek Chaf Gimel, which describes Shnei Chivasim B'nei Shana L'Zevach Shalomim, lambs that are going to be Shalomim. And the Pasuk tells us, what are you going to do with them when you bring them as an offering? Pasuk Chaf, V'heinif HaKohen Osam, there's a special Tenufa procedure in which they're lifted and waved. Al Lechem HaBikurim Tenufa L'fnei Hashem Al Shnei Chivasim, together with the bread of Shavuos. Now, what we're going to see is that on some level they are linked. The lechem and the kvasim of shlamim are going to be linked. And even though the other karbanos are described as ein ma'akvin, they do not withhold permission to bring the other. They don't stop the other one from being brought. But when it comes to the kivasim of shalomim, in relationship to the lechem, there is going to be some relationship of withholding. And we'll see the machlokis in the Mishnah, and then we'll see the addendum of Rabbi Yochanan. So let's see the Mishnah four lines down. Halechem ma'akev es hakvasim, ve'en hakvasim ma'akvim es halechem divrei Rabbi Akiva. The bread would stop these shlamim lambs to be brought. If you don't have the bread, you can't bring the lambs. But the lack of the lambs does not stop you from bringing the bread. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds it's theoretically possible for the bread of Shavuos to be brought, even though the lambs that go together with the bread are not being brought. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Anos, Rabbi Shimon ben Anos said, Lochi, it's not like that. It's exactly the opposite. Ela hakivasim ma'akvim es halachem. The lambs can stop the bread from being brought. V'halachem eino ma'akiv hakivasim. And the bread will not stop the lambs from being brought. Shekein motzinu, because we find, kishahayu yisrael bamidbar memshana, the Jewish people were in the desert for 40 years. Kirvu kivasim below lechem. They brought the lambs without the bread. They did not yet live in Jewish-owned land of Israel, and therefore the grain was not being harvested to produce the breads that would be brought on Shavuos, and nevertheless, they brought the animals as karbanos. Avkan yakrivu kvasim belo lechem. Similarly, if there would be a year that they don't have the bread available, according to Reb Shimon ben Anos, you could still bring the lambs, the animal part of that tenufa relationship offering. Amar Reb Shimon says, Halacha k'divrei ben Anos. We paskin like Reb Shimon ben Nanos, aval ena tam ki dvarov, but the reason is a different reason. Okay, either way, it's a nice easy way to remember his logic, because they didn't have the bread and they were still bringing the lambs in the desert. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, the first shita, which of course creates a lot of thoughtful discussion, because the Mishnah itself seems to conclude that we're going to paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Nanos, and the Kesef Mishnah goes through the sugya and explains that even after this Mishnah spoke, there still are indications that we should paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore the approach of Rabbi Akiva is what the Rambam holds, that you would be able to bring the bread even without the lambs, but you would never be bringing the lambs of the Shlamim without the bread. Let's skip to the very end of this page and work our way onto today's daf. Omar Rabbi Yochanan said, Hakol modim, everybody agrees, Shem huzkeku ze lo ze, Shem akvin ze eze. That if they already united and then one went bad, then it would stop the other one from being brought. Ve'ezu hizika, what kind of relationship would have caused that bonding process between the shlamim lambs and the bread? Ezu zika shalahen shchita. Shchita would do that. Once you did shchita for the purpose of shlamim, that's going to be linked to the bread, if one of them goes bad, the other one is also going to be discarded. So let's think about this for a moment. In the Mishnah, we had two opinions, Rabbi Akiva's opinion and Rabbi Shimon ben Anas's opinion. One opinion said that you could theoretically have the bread being brought without the lambs, and the other opinion said you could theoretically have the lambs being brought without the bread. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan and says, but once you had the lambs of Shlamim and the bread, and you did shchita, that would bond the two of them together, and then if one of them went bad, the other one would also be discarded. Let's see Rashi at the top of our page. They were together. They did both exist. And then he lost the bread or the lambs. However, he lost it. It became tomei. It doesn't matter how he lost it, but it's out of the playing field. Shema'akvin ze lo ze, they would actually withhold permission one from the other. They would stop the other one from being brought. Va'anosa lefaneinu, and the one that remains in front of us, yetze leves hasreifa, would have to be taken out to be burnt as a discarded carbon. Denidche be'ivud chaveru, because it gets pushed away with the loss of its fellow, of its accompanying component. Back in the Gemara, second line, Amar Ula said, Ba'uba Ma'arova, they had a question in the West being Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Babylonia. Tenufa osazika o ena osazika. Would tenufa, which preceded the shchita, would the tenufa, the waving process, while it's still alive, would that create zika or not? Says the Gemara, a suggestion, Poshit le midi Rabbi Yochanan. We should be able to resolve this question from Rabbi Yochanan, to Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, shchita osa zika. Shchita creates that relationship. Mechlal de tenufa, apparently tenufa, which precedes the shchita and is done while they're still alive, ena osa zika, apparently doesn't do zika. And the Gemara deflects the proof and says, "Rabbi Yochanan gufa kami ba'ilei, It could very well be that Rabbi Yochanan also wondered about Tanufa and was not definitive. Mifshet pshita le Rabbi Yochanan deshchita osa zika. Utnufa ina osa zika, odoma shchita pshita le utnufa mesapka le teku. Rabbi Yochanan may very well have been saying the thing he was positive about. That doesn't mean that he knew for sure that Tanufa does not do Zika. It could be that Rabbi Yochanan wondered, maybe Tanufa does Zika, maybe it doesn't. But I can tell you for sure that Shechita does. So he taught you the thing that he was definitive about. It doesn't prove by inference that Tanufa does not do Zika, and therefore the Gemara remains teku, that the status of Tanufa in creating Rabbi Yochanan's rule would indeed be questionable. It could be that Rabbi Yochanan's rule might even exist in the case of Tanufa as well. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.